This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Here's a campaign ad you probably haven't seen yet.
American jobs lost overseas. The threat of terrorism at level orange. The American middle class broken.
Those are familiar talking points for candidates on the campaign trail this year, but there is no candidate or super PAC behind this ad. This is a video for a Kickstarter project, a board game that satirizes the current political climate with the same kind of irreverence fans of Cards Against Humanity might enjoy.
It's the party game to make a mockery of American politics. Every player picks a candidate and you move around the board with a die. When you land on the D, you debate. The person with the best response wins the delegate. We've got hundreds of response cards to keep the game interesting, but we need you, America. So before you change your mind, fund this project now. For America, for freedom.
Paid for by the TNA Super PAC.
This board game, which, because this is public radio, we'll refer to as Trunks and Donkeys, though that's not the real name, is the creation of Blake Amaker and Stephen Polswartek of Keene, New Hampshire. And they join me now to talk about the game. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Peter.
Let's see if we can explain this to our listeners who may be familiar with games like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity, perhaps is the more popular version of that kind of game. Tell us how this game works.
It works much like Cards Against Humanity, except there is an actual board. The board looks like Candyland. It's a Candyland meets Cards Against Humanity with the current political situation being satired somewhat viciously at times.
You've got debate cards and campaign trail cards, almost like complete the sentence kind of cards or answer questions and answers, similar to Apples to Apples.
Yes, exactly. So when you now, instead of just kind of winning the card, it's a delegate. And so you have the person with the most delegates or the person who rolls dice and moves throughout the board and gets to the end will be kind of the two people that compete for the presidency.
There's also chance cards or campaign trail cards. So if you get those could like mess up your campaign, make you move back spaces, or be beneficial to your campaign, you move forward.
Basically mimicking an actual campaign.
Yeah.
Bad stuff can happen, good stuff can happen.
We've got the stupid of, you know, you fall and knock yourself unconscious and lose your response cards.
And there was another one where you pass wind and the microphone picks it up, and then basically that's not good for your campaign, so you move back a couple spaces.
You've got the board game here in the studio, and at the beginning of the game, you get to pick a candidate who you will sort of be for that game, and you've got these. You've got a little a table tent, almost Donald Trump. You've got Vermin Supreme. You could choose to be Vermin Supreme with the boot on his head for this game. Give us an example of a question card and an answer card.
The FBI wants Ed to access data on blank. The more PG versions would be a 10-foot higher wall, drones, Donald Trump, soft, supple, small hands.
Board games have the potential to be educational, whether sometimes it's intentionally educational, sometimes just as a byproduct of the game. Monopoly, for example, ends up teaching you a little bit about capitalism, about real estate. What does this game teach you?
You know, what's funny about the game, we joke and we have all these risque responses, but it actually is, you can look at the current environment, the political environment, and a lot of these things are actually coming out from it. I mean, they've given us plenty of content. I think that's what drove a lot of this. It actually is just kind of ridiculous what's out there. So we say it's a satire game, but I mean, there's a lot of underlying truth behind the game.
We were going for the mockery, but it was just easy when you have, you know, you got the guy who's over here on Celebrity Apprentice yelling you're fired and he's running for president, and just sort of the whole, you know, everything on this campaign seems to be, I don't know, more of a circus in some ways. And so a lot of the cards are just, you know, we're taken verbatim and, you know, we spice it up here and there too. So
how do you see this game evolving? I mean, you've got current candidates now, but in a year's time, a lot of those people will not be in the spotlight.
We've thought about putting like a historical spin on it too, to like bring in, like we're bringing back George Washington or FDR. So there's some content back there I think we could pull in and make like a intermediate before the next debate for the next presidencies. We got some material there, I think.
So let's say if you made a historical one, we have nothing to fear but blank itself. Now I'll take a random guess. Pull that top response card, see what it would be. Nothing to fear but
fire hazard hoverboards.
What, is that political?
That is not, but it just seemed like it. The fire hazards of these hoverboards was just such a, you know, a news media kind of thing.
Okay, so nothing to fear, but...
The impending zombie apocalypse.
Itself. I can imagine Franklin Delano Roosevelt saying that during his fireside chats. We have nothing to fear, but the zombie apocalypse itself.
Nude selfies. Nude selfies.
Give me some of those over there.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck raising the money you need for this project.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Blake Amaker and Stephen Paulswartek of Keene, New Hampshire, and they're trying to raise money on Kickstarter to launch their political board game. You can find a link to their project at nhpr.org.